Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Little Van Halen bringing us back. Mike Stewart is our guest. Longtime friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust. Mike's one of the top sales management, sales strategists in the world. He's one of our outstanding Brain Trust members, specializing in helping people like you and me get more sales. He's a speaker, a trainer, an author. His book is called Close More Sales. And more importantly, he's our good friend. Mike Stewart, welcome back to the show.
Jim, as always, a real pleasure to be with you.
It's good to have you back, as always. Mike, one of the things that's been happening for small businesses in the last... Could go back as far as more than a year, but especially probably since I'm going to say the third quarter of 08, mm-hmm. has been the pressure that's been put on them from a working capital standpoint. And as you well know, most Blasingame's second law of small business states that it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. And what that means is that so many small businesses rely on the cash flow of their sales, of their receivables, as working capital.
Absolutely.
And a huge portion of their working capital, the lifeblood of their business, comes from the cash that flows through the company from receivables as a result of sales. When sales drop off, as it has for a lot of people in the last several months, then that cuts down on the lifeblood, on the cash flow moving through the company. And it affects so many things. You got some receivables that stretch out too long. Even if you're maybe one day going to collect them, it takes too long to collect them, or maybe they even default on those. These are challenging times, and somebody was asking me about small business profitability the other day, and I said, you know what, profit is for 2010 or 11 maybe. What we need right now is cash flow. What do you think?
Right. Well, I'm always in favor of lots of profit, but that comes from sales. That comes from either increasing sales or decreasing cost or decreasing expenses. And small businesses just don't have the wherewithal to decrease expenses to the extent that large companies do.
They can only go so far.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And most small businesses, in my experience, are operating pretty close to the edge most of the time anyway.
That's right.
And so it's difficult to cut back on those expenses. And the key, I've always taken the approach that it's better to increase income than it is to try to worry too much about decreasing costs. And that's always a battle. But the key here, definitely, as far as I'm concerned, is increasing revenue. That by increasing sales. And what I'm seeing is that so many people are they're kind of like stunned. They're
deer in the headlights.
Yeah, like a deer in the headlights, exactly. And they're sort of in a wait and see mode, and they've tried to pull back, and instead of being aggressive and assertive, they're just being passive and reserved. And, mm-hmm. and the clients that I've got that are taking the opposite tack are doing so much better. You know, we've got it's very common to see people laying off salespeople and laying off staff. And
yeah.
the better clients that I've got are actually they're hiring salespeople. They're increasing their staffs, and they're being positioned. Everybody feels like it's going to really take off, but you can't sit around and just wait for it to take off. They're paying as they go. You said that sales is the lifeblood. One of my favorite sayings. And I say that prospects.
I learned that from you, Mike.
Did you?
Yes.
Well, sales are the lifeblood, and prospecting is the heartbeat. And you know, if we're sitting around waiting for something to happen, we're probably not going to like what happens. We need to get really assertive and get out and get after new business.
And, one of the things that I've been saying also, at the same time that I was telling small business owners to start operating for survival in 09, which I think they have to do, and I think they still have to do. I was also simultaneously saying somebody's buying something from someone somewhere right now.
Might as well
be you.
People are buying because they have to, and we need to get out there and find out who those people are, and we need to go after them. You know, you're I'm sure familiar with what's called a SWOT analysis:
yep.
Strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And we spend so much time on things other than opportunities. That's where I feel like our people today need to be going. They need to sit down and take a hard look at their territory, at their marketplace, and identify people who could be buying from them.
You and I have talked about this before.
It's a constant.
The prospecting thing, some of the best closers I know are not all that good at prospecting. There's something about starting that conversation that a lot of people have a problem with, and there's something about, you know, hearing the drumbeat about the recession that makes people say, well, they're not going to buy from me. They're probably about to close up over there.
Well, that's right. And, you know, we just can never assume. The only way we know is to find out. You know, we really don't understand what value is all the time, and we mm-hmm. don't take the time to find out. And value only exists in the customer's mind.
Mm-hmm.
And it's simply what the customer says it is. We don't know what value they're looking for. And until we get out and meet them and ask questions, and you're exactly right that people are reluctant to prospect and to go out and ask people to buy from them.
Well, the thing is that whenever I've been that way. I mean, who hasn't? Who hasn't allowed them, you know, that creeping negativism to overcome them a little bit? And whenever I do that, here's what I try to say to myself: okay, that's above your pay grade. You don't get to make that decision for them.
Mm-hmm.
So go in, knock on the door, make the phone call.
Well, that's exactly right, but people are terrified to do that sometimes. Even in the best of times, the fear of sales call reluctance is a terrible thing. It's extremely
mm-hmm.
destructive.
That's when I try to say, okay, where am I right now? I'm outside. What's the worst that could happen if I go in there? They make me come back outside.
That's right. And you might not get the business, but you know what? You don't have the business now.
That's exactly right. And it might be nice inside. You know, it might be warm or cool or something like that. Stand by, Mike Stewart. Quick break. We got more to come after these messages with our good friend Mike Stewart. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Waiting for the break of day. Searching for something to say.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for checking it out. Thanks for hanging out there and seeing what we have to offer. We got thousands of archives, thousands of articles. We got the newsletter, the blog, the knowledge base, etc., etc. So I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. And let me tell you, Mike Stewart is with us, folks. Mike is a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and Mike is the author of Close More Sales. And we're talking about selling, folks. How to get more of this piece of the pie that's out there, your piece of the pie. Mike, before we go there, I'd like for you to give us your website, please.
Yes, it's Stewart, S-T-W-A-R-T, Stewart Sales Dynamics.
All right, and they can find your book there too, can't they?
Yes, they absolutely.
And folks, you write that down. StewartSalesDynamics.com. Is that what you said?
Yes, it is. Uh-huh.
StewartSalesDynamics.com. Write that down, folks. You're going to want that website because in a minute, Mike's going to give you some information about something that's on his website that you're going to want. I promise you. And the reason I know you're going to want it is because I want it. I'm going to go get it myself. But I'll tell you about that in a second, Mike. There are a couple of things going on that are different about this recovery that we hope we're in right now that I think are going to be significant. They're calling this the Great Recession, meaning it doesn't compare to the Great Depression, but it's the worst recession that we've been in since the Great Depression.
Yep.
I don't know if that's the case.
I
remember 73, 74, and 81, and 83.
Sounds good, though.
Yeah, but anyway. But it is serious. It's a bad one. There's no question about it. But there are a couple of things going on that are going to be different about this one, I think. Number one, there are going to be a lot of companies aren't going to make it. And what that means, folks, is every day that goes by where you lose a competitor, that helps your business. That makes it just a little easier for you to survive, I think, Mike. And so every day that you can gain, every day you can hang on is a good day. Now, the second thing, Mike, this is what's completely different from times past. Without the personal credit levels that people had in the 90s and the 80s, like I had in the 80s and 90s when I started my business, without that personal credit level, there aren't going to be as many startups as there have been in the past.
That's right.
And what happens to startups, when somebody starts a business and competes with you, they start messing with the price structure. They don't know how much you charge for things. They don't realize what it takes to sustain a business, so they don't charge enough. And they mess with the price structure. I think that those two things are going to help any company that's already in business that survives. It's going to be good for that company. What do you think?
You know, I agree with that. If that company gets out and takes advantage of the situation, because, you know, the tendency right now, as we mentioned earlier, is people are sitting around and they're waiting. They're not being proactive. They're in a defensive mode, and they're wide open. Companies that are being assertive and getting out and making calls, and that's what we're talking about, is getting out making sales calls, or can take advantage of the fact that their competition is in a reactive, passive, defensive mode.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're in that mode, then somebody may be out there taking advantage of you.
Right. And maybe the thing that allows you to work one more day, to survive one more day. And, Mike, I don't know about you, but in my small business, I have been day-to-day before.
Oh, yeah, I have.
There have been times when, in fact, I can remember a time back in the 90s, Mike, early in, when my business wasn't all that old, when I didn't know if I was going to make it the next hour.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been there, folks. Mike's been there. But every day that you can make it, you can survive one more day, I think is a day closer to really being a strong company in the future. Now, on your website, you've got 12 steps. 12. What did you call them?
We talked about just before the break. We were talking about sales call reluctance.
Reluctance, right?
Of initiating contact and making sales calls. And if you go on our website, StuartSalesDynamics.com, click Stop Call Reluctance. There's a stop sign there. You can't
right.
miss it. And just click that, and it'll take you to the part of our website where you'll learn of a study of where we surveyed, worked with 84,000 salespeople
wow.
across
wow.
industries, and 90% of them, 89-point-something%
yep.
of them, have sales call reluctance serious enough that it impaired their sales
mm-hmm.
and really impaired their sales.
And you discovered that there are 12 forms of call reluctance.
There are 12 forms of call reluctance. Yeah, it's not just one thing.
And in this report, you help people understand which one of the 12 they have, because it's like 12 little different diseases, isn't it?
You know, I never thought of it exactly that way, but that's exactly right.
Yeah.
And it is. And there's a free assessment they can take.
Wow.
It's an indicator. Call reluctance.
Thank you for that, Mike. Thank you for making it free.
Absolutely.
Folks, this is huge. This is a huge amount of a body of work that Mike has done that he's giving you right now. I hope you not only go there and check it out and use it to your advantage, send your salespeople there. I hope you'll say thanks to Mike for making it available. This is a kind of person that we have in our brain trust. People who you've heard me say before who care about what you're doing and who want to give back. So it's 12 forms of call reluctance. It's just click on the stop sign on your website, right, Mike?
That's exactly right. And there's an assessment for sales managers and for salespeople too.
Give us the website one more time.
StuartSalesDynamics.com.
StuartSalesDynamics.com. Hey, Mike, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Jim, thanks a million.
We're going to take a quick break right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Of time to be born, of time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.